You know, we keep hearing about judicial temperament. Precisely what is it?
That's a great question. Judicial temperament is this thing that everybody thinks every judge should have, but nobody agrees on precisely what it is. What it is can be thought about in two different ways. What's the behavior that tends to typify good or bad judicial temperament, and then what are the psychological underpinnings of the behavior? So when we talk about a good judicial temperament, generally we mean somebody who shows consistent exercises of patience, maintaining a level head in very challenging moments, treating people even-handedly with courtesy, having a generally dignified demeanor, and being respectful towards colleagues, litigants, and other people with whom the judge interacts. And the psychological tendencies that support those behaviors are basically about emotion and emotion regulation. So, and these are tendencies about which people vary, just as a matter of underlying personality. So when we look at these behaviors that typify a good judicial temperament, we're really looking at a tendency to regard the world with empathy, with compassion, with generally pro-social or positive emotions, and having very high-level skills in regulating and managing your emotions. When we look, in contrast, at the kind of behaviors that are thought to typify a poor judicial temperament, we're looking at dispositional anger, irritation, a tendency to take offense, a tendency to ramp things up rather than sort of dial them back, and a relatively poor set of emotion regulation skills.
All of this presupposes that we can all agree on what makes a good judge or even a good colleague. Do we all agree on that?
Surprisingly, with temperament, we do. Again, if you can winnow it down to what are we talking about really with temperament, I believe we do agree on those things. Those things that we don't agree about are ideology, declarative beliefs, what's the right way to think about something or the wrong way to think about something, and those are legitimate differences. But I think it's really important to recognize that ideology, belief structures are really separable from temperament. Temperament really is about the fundamental psychology underneath all the other layers of our personality. That's important because the temperamental level of our personalities are what tends to drive behavior under stress, right? And it's not a claim about authenticity. Like sometimes you hear, well, in a moment of stress, you really see somebody's true colors or their true self. The true self is very complicated, right? All parts of us are parts of the true self. But this is one particularly deep layer that tends to make itself visible most in moments of extreme stress. So what we saw, I think, unfortunately, in Judge Kavanaugh during the hearings is one part of him. It's a part of him that had not previously been public in his judicial life in the way that it became last week.
Professor Maroney, thank you for your time this morning. Terry Maroney is a professor at the Vanderbilt Law School whose research focuses primarily on the role of emotion in the law.